It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. Please that you'd open your Bibles to John chapter 8. We're going to begin reading with verse 49 and read to the end of the chapter. John chapter 8, verse 49. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to send us an email, parkviewbible@gmail.com. If you'd like to visit our website, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And so I hope that that was enough time and enough information for you. And now let's begin the study. John chapter 8, beginning to read with verse 49. John 8, 49. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father as ye do dishonor me. I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? And Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself, and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank and praise you today that we can come and enjoy this study. I just ask for your strength and for your wisdom. It is wonderful to read your word and to study it. It's just your simple word, and please have us to understand each and every word today that we have read. Help us to look to your word and to your power and your strength for leadership. We just ask that the Holy Spirit, that he will direct us today so that we may know exactly what your word should say to us. First, we know that salvation must come into the heart of all that are listening. I hope today, Father, that there isn't anyone that has not come by faith to you, but if there is, and I'm sure there is, that they will trust in you today. They'll call upon you as their Savior and say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save me. Father, that's my prayer today, that folks will be saved. How simple can it be? The Holy Spirit touches their heart, convicts their heart. It's just so simple. So please, dear Lord, please, that many will be saved today. And then, Father, that they'll begin to grow and serve you and praise you and honor you. And that's what the study is for. First, to bring us to salvation. Next, to grow us. And next, and the final, is that if someone chooses not to trust in Jesus, they will be without excuse, because we make the gospel very clear. So please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us now today as we enjoy this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We start here in the 48th verse, and it says, Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Well, then in verse 49 is where we started reading, and Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. And then it goes on to say, Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. The words that were stated there in verse 48 to begin with were blasphemy, because they were saying that he wasn't even of a pure bloodline of the Jews. And then they came back and repeated something that was just equally as bad, and that was that thou art a devil. And so what happens when we look to the Word of God, we find that there is a line that can be crossed. And that line is whenever you know the Holy Spirit is touching your heart, calling you, and yet you turn and say that it is not God, that you could very possibly cross that line, and many do. They cross that line, and when they cross that line, it is a line of no return. Now, I don't know if you've trusted in Jesus as your Savior. I don't know the words that you've had as the Holy Spirit. It's not the words that come out of your mouth. It's the condition of your heart. And it's the rejection of the Holy Spirit that brings death to you. And it's a spiritual death and eventually a physical death. I know folks that have heard the Word of God, listened to the Word of God for many years. And at some point, they just stop listening, and they just go away. They don't return to the church. They don't want to hear the Word of God. They deny it. Those folks probably have crossed that line and will never be saved. I don't know that, so I continue to give them the gospel. But when they have come for a period of time, and then they turn against the Lord, they no longer desire to hear the Word of God, is probably the day that God stops calling them and it's over. Now, these here, they to begin with said, Samaritan, don't believe you're a full-blood Jew, and that was a lie, and then turned around and says, you must be a devil. And Jesus, in the 49th verse, kind of comes out with a little different response here, because he said, I have not a devil. He makes that very clear. I'm not demon-possessed. I'm God. But I honor my Father, and ye dishonor me. God the Father is the one to honor. Now, we should definitely honor the Son, and you must honor the Son, and you must trust in Him as your Savior, or you do not have salvation. But Jesus is saying here that I haven't come that you honor me, because, you see, they were looking for a king. That's what they were expecting, was a king. And he says, I'm not coming to be a king. I'm not coming that you bow down to me now. I'm coming as your Savior. I'm going to die on the cross of Calvary to save you. That's why I have come. I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. But you see, he didn't have much to say about that. He says, I seek not mine own glory. I'm not here to honor and glorify myself. That's not my purpose. There is one that seeketh and judgeth, the Scripture says. The accusation here didn't hurt him. There will be a day when he will return and be judge. And so we need to prepare for that and be ready. If you know the Lord Jesus, you are ready. If you do not, if you have rejected as these Jews are rejecting the Lord Jesus, then you will be having a very sad day, the day that you will die and leave this earth, because you will wake up in hell. People don't think that that's true and real, but my dear friend, it is. Now let's look at a verse of Scripture here in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 5. I'm going to look at verse 23. It says that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. The Lord Jesus didn't seek his own honor, but we should honor him. And the only way that you can honor the Son is to know Him and come by faith to Him. So I hope that you've trusted in Him, because it's very clear here in John chapter 5, verse 23, that you cannot honor the Father unless you honor the Son. Many people think and believe they're honoring the Father, and yet they're rejecting the Son. If they are, then they are bringing dishonor to the Father and the Son. Once again, verse 50, He is not coming to be honored. We need to honor Him, but He's not coming for that honor. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Because you see, Jesus is coming to seek and to save those that are lost. And He is coming to die, not to, again, be a king. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that hath subjected the same in hope. You know, as we find, and it continues there in verse 21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. We need to realize that the suffering that the Lord Jesus faced was to purchase us. The suffering that we face is nothing compared with what is to come. And Paul says there in Romans, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that's going to come. And so please trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Walk with Him. The Lord Jesus was dishonored. We many times are dishonored. But understand, that's just from men. Seek the honor of God, and don't be so concerned about the honor of man. Verse 25 begins with those wonderful words, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Boy, this confused him. Verily, verily, listen up, pay attention. I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. The sayings that Jesus is talking about is, believe in me, come to me, follow me. That's the words. But when He talked about this, never see death, well, we know in verse 52, then said the Jews to Him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham's dead, the prophets are dead. How can He say you'll never see death? Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead. Who you think you are? That's what the next couple of verses kind of refer to. Well, let's go back, because there's a study back here in Deuteronomy that I would love to read with you. It's quite lengthy, but it's well worth the read. Deuteronomy chapter 30, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy chapter 30. It's one of the books of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 30, and I hope I'm giving you time to find this, because I'm turning it to it myself, and hopefully you're not traveling so that you can take a few minutes to look at this. We're going to begin with the 15th verse, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. Now, as the Lord Jesus is talking to these people, and He tells them, He shall never see death. You keep my sayings, you'll never see death. And let's look back here what Moses had to say. And this is, of course, the Word of God. See, verse 15, Deuteronomy 30, 15. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. And then I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways, to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall no longer not prolong your days unto the land upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." Israel was given a tremendous promise. They were promised that they would be able to have wealth and health if they would follow the Lord God. So they will still see a physical death, but never a spiritual death. And so even though these verses of Scripture back in chapter 30 of Deuteronomy apply to Israel, and to a promise that they received, we can take from that if we live a spiritual life serving Him and praising Him, if we come by faith to the Lord Jesus, choose good. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I set before you life and death. Now, we have done the same as we're looking at these verses of Scripture over in the Gospel of John. We've looked at John chapter 3, you must be born again. We know that we must come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when these folks are rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, they are choosing death. Now here Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, ye shall never see death." Physical, yes. Spiritual death, never. If you do not come by faith to the Lord Jesus, you will see a physical death and a spiritual death, totally and forever separated from God, never to have any of His blessings. You'll spend eternity in the lake of fire. And it will continual suffering, never to end. And so I just ask that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there will be those, and maybe even ourselves, that will not have to face a physical death either. Shall never see death, the Scripture says. Now, again, that's talking a spiritual death, but there is some that will not have to face a physical death. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I hope you love the Word of God. I hope you love looking at the verses of Scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." And then that wonderful verse 18 says, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." If we know the Lord Jesus, that trump's going to sound, and we will meet Him in the air, not having to face death. And those that had to face death, they will come up out of that grave first, and they have every right to go before us, and then we will follow. And both will receive our glorified bodies. There's another area of Scripture that's wonderful too, and it's 1 Corinthians. And so you see, there may be the possibility that we won't have to face that death if Jesus would come. They call it the rapture. What a wonderful opportunity. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning to read with verse 51. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We keep coming back to the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, there will be some at that day, all that are believers that are alive when Jesus comes to you, when the trump sounds, that is the part of the second coming. The full side of the second coming is when he comes and plants his feet on and returns and splits the mountain, and he's going to do that. And so it is going to be wonderful when that time comes. That will be 7 years later than the time when he comes to get his church. And so if we're alive and you're a believer in Jesus Christ, oh, up in the air we'll go, and we don't even have to see death. We won't have to see that grave, and that would be wonderful. There's many verses of Scripture here, and we just need to take our time and take a look at them here. I've got some more in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 9. I hope you know your Bible. I hope you can find these Scripture verses as we turn to them. And I hope that you study your Scripture every day. Hebrews chapter 2, beginning to read with verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brother, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him, and again behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Deliverance. How? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Please trust in the Lord Jesus today. Please look to him today. And as we come back now to John chapter 8, verse 51, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. As that scripture in Hebrews has just told us, Jesus took on the flesh. And he took on that flesh to bring us salvation. And we need to thank him and praise him. I have some other verses of Scripture that we just need to see what this life is all about. We looked at those that may not have to see death, but it all hinges upon your relationship with the Lord Jesus. And so let's go to Romans chapter 8. We have Acts and then Romans. Romans chapter 8, Paul again. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, shall for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I don't know how that you cannot believe in eternal security. Once saved, always saved. God saves you. It's a free gift by grace, and he keeps you. That also is a gift, and it's free. All you need to do is believe and come by faith to Jesus. I love these verses of Scripture, and we need to realize that it comes only by faith. Now, if we continue here in verse 52, let's see the response. I gave you many verses of Scripture. We have read in Romans 8:18 first, then Deuteronomy 30, verses 15 through 19. Then we went down through 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. Then we read 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 54. Then we went to Hebrews and read chapter 2, verses 9 through 15. And then to Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. We looked at those that were not going to have to face death because Jesus is going to take us home first. We also looked at the wonderful security that the Lord Jesus gives us. And with knowing all that now, if a man keep my sayings, believe in Jesus, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou art the devil. These Jews are becoming very close to committing the unpardonable sin because they are speaking to God himself, the Lord Jesus, and yet they are saying that now we know you're a devil. Why did they say that? Because Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste death. The Jews were looking at the obvious, and that is that physical death came. Well, it was going to come and had to come because Adam sinned, Eve sinned, and it plunged us into a wicked, sinful world, and we stayed there, and we still are there. Only way to come out of that is to come by faith to Jesus, because Jesus, 2,000 years ago, died on the cross. He died. He took our sin away. The wages of sin is death. So you see, he needed to pay the price, and he did. He paid for our sin. And now we have the opportunity of salvation if we just trust in him. Well, we still, because of physical death, and we can be glad that there is a physical death, because otherwise we would, this the body of mine, it's just wearing out. And if we didn't have a physical death, then we would be staying in this body until the Lord Jesus would come. Well, because of a physical death, our body goes back to the dust. Our soul goes to the presence of the Lord, awaiting his return. That's much better than having to stay in this body. But you see, they should have. Abraham believed that, but they missed it. And so they are saying here that, yeah, we know you're a devil because Abraham and the prophets, and they've died. All of them have died. And so you see, they're thinking of something physical, worldly. They can't think of things of God and spiritual things. Nicodemus had the same problem back in chapter 3. He said, what do you mean? Do I have to go back into my mother's womb and be born again? You see, that's the only thing he could understand, but it wasn't long that he began to understand spiritual things because he trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ and became a child of God. And so now we look at the next. Art thou greater than our father Abraham? Yes, he is. He's God, which is dead, and the prophets which are dead. Who are you? Well, Jesus said, I am the Son of God. I am God. But you see, they weren't receiving that. They weren't understanding that. Jesus said, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom I say that he is your God, that ye say he is your God. Now, as always, we run out of time so quickly. We'll start there next time. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?